Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Just before I record today's podcast, I should let you know that I'm recording this one in my car as I've been on the road today. And unfortunately, there may be a little bit of background noise as I'm near the motorway. I do hope that that does not distract you from the message of this passage today. What we're looking at today is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Now, we looked at that a little bit yesterday, and today we're going to focus more particularly on verse 4 and a point about, well, we'll get to it in a moment. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 3 and 4 read like this: "But those sacrifices," and talking about the old covenant sacrifices, "are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Of course, in the context, the Hebrew writer is going to go on to talk about how superior Jesus' sacrifice is, and that it takes away all sins. It's a once-for-all sacrifice. He's already mentioned that. And he's already mentioned, and will mention again, that it means that our consciences have been cleansed, not just that we have an outward form of purification. Now, of course, he's also in good territory in the sense of relativizing the actual value of animal sacrifices, even in the Old Covenant. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Psalm 51, verse 16, "You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings." Proverbs 21, verse 3, "To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." Isaiah 1, verse 11, "What are these multitude of sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough." Jeremiah 11, verse 15, Hosea 6, verse 6, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." And Amos 5, 21 to 27, "Away with the noise of your songs," and on he goes. So, not only does this passage in Hebrews 10 effectively condemn the old covenant sacrificial system as inadequate to save, but by implication, it also states that any system of religion that involves substituting something in the place that only Jesus can occupy is also inadequate to save. Therefore, there is no other adequate religion or sacrifice or method of salvation, which, of course, the New Testament does teach, other than that of Jesus Christ. Raymond Brown, in his commentary, The Message of Hebrews, points out that this gives us some pause for thought about how to witness to people from other religions. And briefly, I'd like to summarize his 5 points. Point number one, listen carefully. Love listens until understanding is achieved. We cannot witness to anybody effectively unless we first listen to their perspective. Number two, commend all that is good in the other religion. Even the writer to the Hebrews writes positively about the Old Covenant, even though he knows it isn't the way to salvation. Point number three, focus at the start on universal human problems. See Acts 17, 16 to 32, the way that Paul talks to the Athenians. Things like guilt, fear, loneliness, moral failure, meaninglessness, insecurity. Do that first before getting on to doctrine. Point four, present the distinctives of the Christian faith without apology, but with sensitivity to the time that the other person is ready to receive them. Fifthly, focus on the uniqueness of Christ. It is, to use our author's word, impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins, and it is just as impossible for man to achieve his salvation by the five pillars of Islam, or by Hindu resolutions of renunciation, or by Buddhist ethics or Sikhism's patterns of self-salvation. Well, I hope those points might be useful in reaching out to friends of yours from other religious backgrounds. Let me know how that goes. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. On Twitter, also, I am MCCX. And in iTunes, you'll find MCCX. If you type that in, you'll find us under podcasts. Again, I hope that this background noise has not been too distracting today. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.